Welcome to this week's Channel C podcast here at CycloneFanatic.com. We're joined today by assistant coach. I just totally upped you. But Matt Abdelmassey joins us here on the podcast. You stood us up on the radio show last night, so we thought we'd hit you up today.
Definitely. I apologize. I had a recruiting obligation with our head coach, so that takes a little bit of precedence. I was going to leave the game for you, but I figured we can do this today.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good to see you.
It's better to have the one-on-one contact as well.
It is. We can look into each other's eyes right now and really gauge this thing. Nothing's lost in translation. I'll start with what I've been asking a lot of the players today. This whole seven-game losing streak in the Big 12 tournament, it really doesn't have anything to do with you guys, though, other than the last couple of years. But a lot of, like a George Niang, he has nothing to do with that. How much does a streak like that impact as far as, you know, how the group approaches a game like tomorrow?
To me, it's irrelevant. We have a two-game winning streak coming into this. That's the only relevant trend that we'll look at, is that we know that we have a tough task ahead of us tomorrow morning. But at the same time, we're very familiar with Oklahoma. So a streak like that, yeah, for a fan base, it's looming and it's in the background. And you're like, come on, let's snap this. But for us, we know that we just have to come out, play our game. And like you said, I mean, we've only felt that the last couple of years. But we want to change that because these fans come down here and they're awesome. I mean, this is the so-called Hilton South, and hopefully that's the way it is tomorrow morning.
It's an interesting game just based off the fact that you guys handed Oklahoma their biggest loss of the season. They handed you your biggest loss of the season. Now you meet on a neutral floor. I mean, is it safe to expect this one's going to go down to the wire?
Yeah, I mean, both just quality, well-coached teams, and there's a lot at stake, clearly. We don't need to amp it up anymore. We already know what's at stake, and we just need to come out and play our game, and the bar's raised pretty high, and hopefully that fan base gives us a somewhat of a home court advantage tomorrow.
Sam Grooms is a guy who played really well against you. But during your loss to Oklahoma, I think there's a thought out there that, you know, it was kind of lightning in the bottle. But at the same time, his three career highs have happened in the last seven games. He's doing something different. What's different about him compared to when you met in February?
Well, when you're playing with a tremendous amount of confidence like he is right now, I mean, he's feeling good about his game, as he should. He's playing really well right now, and we know tomorrow we have to do a really good job of locking in on him and not letting him have that confidence early, because if he gets going early, as we saw at Oklahoma, he's going to knock down shots and he's going to make plays to help the team win, and we can't allow that early on.
Do you guys like me? We read into things way too much. You know this. But, you know, Oklahoma just lost to TCU over the weekend. It was a fairly significant upset in the whole scheme of things. Would you rather them be coming off of a loss or coming off of a win heading into tomorrow? Does it not matter?
Well, we saw what happened the week when we were leading up to Norman, at the game in Norman, where we both lost really tough games. So I don't know. That stuff to me is just so irrelevant. I mean, I know it's the media's job to blow things out of proportion. And sometimes we all buy into it as well. But at the same time, like, when they throw the ball up in the air tomorrow, I mean, it's going to be two teams really just battling for their future, because we don't know what's going to happen in the next couple of days. And we know we have a ridiculous opportunity to come out here and fortunate enough to get that first round bye, and we need to take advantage of it.
For a basketball junkie, it's kind of a fascinating matchup, though. I mean, like, the last four times you guys have played, I think you've outscored them from the three-point line by over 100 points. But at the same time, I mean, they're a post-oriented basketball team. It really is a chess match come tomorrow at 11:30.
Well, when you have two head coaches that have the pedigree that these two guys have, I mean, it is like a chess match. It's the NBA experience, and NBA games are exactly that. They're chess matches, and I mean, that's what it's going to be tomorrow. Two quality teams, really good players, and both teams just hungry to make it to the next day. It's a fun time of year. You just survive for another day at this point.
I know you guys don't like to look ahead, and by no means do you have to talk Kansas, but how sweet would that be, though, after what happened the last time? I mean, you know that, I mean, this is a prediction on my part, but I think the fan base would double from Thursday to Friday should that happen. Could you even imagine?
It would be awesome. It'd be special for everyone involved. It'd be special for the university, for our fan base that are so committed to supporting us throughout the year. And let's just take care of business Thursday, and it will be fun, though. I'm not going to lie. It'll be a blast, and just an opportunity to play them again would be something, I think, special for our players.
Before we wrap it up, I wanted to touch on just a little college basketball in general. You're a Big East guy. You grew up in New York. I'm a passionate Big East guy, too. I really just love watching the league. I grew up big Allen Iverson fan, so I followed Georgetown. I'm looking at this year's Big East tournament. It's really the last one. And then, like, a UConn, they're going to be playing the Tulanes of the world. I mean, how much does that bother you, a guy like you, to know what's going on with that?
I don't think you have a device to bleep stuff out, but, I mean, it really irritates me that this is where college basketball is headed. I mean, just a historical setting like the Garden just has displayed the Big East tournament for 26, 27 years, and it hurts to know these are the last couple of days. Being a St. John's grad and working there and being a part of that program and a big fan of theirs, it hurts to know that those rivalry games are now going to be non-existent. And it's such a passionate fan base, the Big East. It's like a cult. Like, the Garden is just so electric, and just to know that that's not going to be there, it's painful. It really is. And for me personally, just so many great memories in the Garden. I could talk about it all day. It just hurts to know that it's gone. But I think that the health of the Catholic Seven, the new Big East, is something that's going to be really special.
Yeah, I do too. And I could tell you could talk about it. We had to do that. That's a whole podcast for the offseason.
Yeah, it sure is. And trust me, I'll be willing to talk about it all day, because it's going to be a really fun league, though. I mean, and I'm sure those universities are really happy about where things are headed for them.
Well, Matt, good luck, man. I'd like to be. I've covered Iowa State since 2004. The one year I didn't cover the tournament was the year that the Clones won back in 2005. I've never covered a Cyclone win, so hopefully you guys get one tomorrow.
Well, let's just say I hope that we're talking Friday morning on another podcast.
Perfect.
Right.
Thank you, man.
All right, man. Thanks.
Matt Abdelmassi right there here on this week's Channel Seed podcast here at CycloneFanatic.com. Just a reminder that all of our coverage from Kansas City brought to you by our good friends at Iowa Realty.